welcome, and thank you all. It's great to see your faces and be with you here in Batavia tonight, already feeling the presence of God, which is what we live for. It's to feel the presence of God. You know, how many of you know we serve a living God? He is alive. If you didn't know that, I've got good news for you. God is alive. So tonight, as we get ready to go into what God is going to speak to us, let's lift our hands to heaven right where you're seated. Just stretch your hands straight to heaven. Father God, we thank you for bringing us to this point. You know each and every one of us in this place. You know what we've been through. You know what we're going through, what we need to hear. And now as we posture our hearts before you to hear your word, speak a word, a fresh word, a new word to our hearts that will bring us into that new place that you have for us in this season. And we thank you and we rejoice in your word in Jesus' name. And we all say, hallelujah, bless the Lord. You know, I was sitting there tonight, and I was just so grateful to be in the presence of God, because doesn't it refresh you? Doesn't it renew you? I've had one of those days, one of those long days, but there's something about being in the presence of God. It brings you into his face, and that's so awesome. Pastor Marty, it's so great to see you. Thank you for having me tonight. And my wife is here somewhere. She's such a businesswoman. She was like, honey, you go in. I'm on a Zoom call. I was like, man, you're such a boss. I mean, you know, so grateful for her. She's in the marketplace as well. I'm proud of her. She's doing fantastic. So she's here somewhere. If you see her, tell her I said hi. I don't know where she's at. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, I have a word for you tonight. As I received this invitation, started praying into what God would have me share tonight, and I'm excited. God began to already put things in my heart to communicate with you. And sound man, if you don't mind, those of you behind the slide, put that up. And if you don't mind, I'm going to fast forward through some of the slides. I want to get through this thought tonight. But as I was meditating, Lord, what would you have me share? Now, I want everyone in this room to know that you're not here by accident. You're not here by accident. God actually selected the time frame that you would be alive on earth. So we look across the face of the earth and we're like, man, this is crazy time. Never have we lived in such crazy time. But you know what? God had a remnant of people that he said, I'm going to put them to live in that crazy time. He put us to be alive today. So when you look across what's going on in the world, you should not get to the place where you're giving the devil all the credit by saying, man, it's scary out there. It's a bad place. You know, God is alive and well, and you are his child, and he put you on the earth today. So by me seeing your faces, you're part of the plan of God on the earth, and I'm part of that plan as well. We are the plan of God on the earth today, because he's doing something through you in the earth today. So yeah, don't listen to what the false prophets on the news are saying, because they will have you going crazy. We have to stay focused on what God is saying. Let's fast forward that. Today I want to talk to you about strategies for this new year. We are in 2021. 5781, the Hebraic calendar, but in our calendar, we're in 2021. And in this year, I want to talk to you about five smooth stones. And this comes from the story of David. I've been in the story of David because I found myself during one time of prayer hearing a voice mocking me. And I thought, God, what's going on? What is that? And the Lord says, this is the season for my children to face their giant. Everyone in this room has a giant that has been assigned to you. And your giant has not been assigned to you to destroy you. God has designed your giant to release you against the giant. And understand that before the children of Israel could go into the promised land, they saw the giants and they had to deal with that issue, right? And they failed God when they gave a negative report. They were supposed to go in. They saw the giants and said, we can't do it. And they failed God. And many times we fail God when he puts an assignment on our life and we look and see that there's a giant and we're like, no, I don't think so. We fail God. Because God wants us to be so filled with faith, so confident in him, that when he puts his assignment on our life, we will say, God, I will do this no matter what rises up against me. And one of the stories we know about giants is when David had to confront Goliath. What a story. What a story to read and to put yourself in the story and to put in David's shoes and to put yourself in that position and to see that this man was not afraid of what stood in front of him. It said that when the giant was mocking him, David ran towards the giant because he was confident in God. So when David went to the giant, we know that he quickly grabbed 5 smooth stones. And when I read that, I thought, Lord, why did he have to grab 5? He only needed 1. I'm a let's get to the point kind of guy. You know, I love people, but when they start going, oh, I got to tell you something. Last week, right, I went to the store and I was wearing a green shirt. When I walked in, I'm like, what's the point? I'm like, Lord, what's the point? Why 5 stones? They only needed 1. And the Lord began to speak to me. He said, 5 represents my hand of might. How many fingers on a hand? 5 is a prophetic number. It's a number that represents the hand of God. Notice when you read the word of God, sometimes there are verses that talk about the right hand of God. Why not the left? Because the right hand of God demonstrates and symbolizes his power, his supernatural sovereign power. And David grabbed 5 stones representing the mighty hand of God against his enemies. And you and I are in a time and a season. I want to share with you tonight 5 tips, 5 strategies, 5 things you need to know in this season that will be like 5 smooth stones. So that you could collect these together in this season and go and be victorious against your enemy. Because everybody in this room has a call from heaven. And if you have a call from heaven, guess what else you have? An enemy of your call. The enemy is a spirit being as well, and he knows what God has put in your life. And he has made it his prerogative to stop you, to oppose you. The name enemy, Satan, means opposer. And he has invested himself into opposing you so that you won't fulfill the call of God in your life. Now, God put it on you. He put the call on you. He gave you the anointing. He gave you the ability. He gave you the giftings. He gave you the talent. He gave you everything you needed to be successful. We need to know that. And we also need to know that there's an enemy on the field there ready to block you as you start launching forward to do what God's called you to do. So we have to be prepared. People launch out, take one step, get a hit, and they're like, I quit. I can't do it. Oh, we have to know this. I was sensitive to the voice of God since I was a kid, but it wasn't until 2007, where I launched into prophetic ministry. And I remember the first town that called me to do a prophetic training was right here in Olean, New York. I got a call from a ministry in Olean, and I went there, and they said, would you come and minister? And I was so excited. It was my first official invitation. I went on a Sunday. We ministered. The altar packed up. My wife and I ministered prophetically for over 3 hours. There was a move of God. It was powerful. It was amazing. I floated home. And I said, I'll live here for the rest of my life. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to be when I grow up. And then I was so blessed. And then I got a phone call from the pastor saying, it was great. It's just one person from my church had an issue. They've never seen that kind of ministry. They thought you were a fortune teller. I said, what? Listen, all the air in the balloon went right out. All my encouragement was sapped right out. I was so discouraged. How in the world could they? I mean, I presented the word. I explained it from the word. It's all from the word. There's one thing to have a spirit of divination. There's another thing to move in the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're two different things. How could I have not made it clear? I was so discouraged. One meeting, I was encouraged. One phone call, I was ready to quit. And God began to speak to me. He said, you got to get in there. And you got to start fighting against that assignment of discouragement. And I'm telling you, from then on, every time I went somewhere, it was powerful. God demonstrated, God moved, and afterwards something would happen to discourage me. And I had to get to the point of overcoming that discouragement sent against me. So today, I want to help you pick up five stones that are going to help you go against the enemy of your call. So that as you step out and that rises up, you don't get discouraged. You don't back up. But you put that stone in the slingshot and you shoot. Because it's time for you to do your part. God's already done his. He's given you what you needed. Now we have to do ours and know how to stand. And after having done all, remain standing. What are these five stones? Let's go into this. First of all, let's go into this. I love starting with this. Go to the next slide, please. The glory cloud has moved behind us. I show this with every presentation. Because what I've come to find out is every time God leads me into a new season, he goes behind me and destroys all my comfort zones. There's no more glory there anymore. I used to feel comfortable in certain areas. God has a way of kicking me out of my comfort zone. God has a way of saying, get out of there. So I want to let you know, you are in a new season. And where you were comfortable before, that was great, that was fine, praise God for it, but you are in a new time. God is all about bringing you out into a new level of glory, which means he's going to stretch you. So get ready for him to stretch you because you, in fact, are in a new season with the Lord. Now, very quickly, I'm going to go ahead and have you just jump. We're going to jump some slides. I don't have time to go into all this. I want you to go to stone number one, please. Just jump those slides. There we go. Stone number one. You ready for this? Here's what you need to know to defeat your enemy. One, you're going to need revelation from God. In other words, you're going to need to know the voice of God like you've never known it before. Stop relying on other people to tell you what God is telling you. Hector, how could you say that? I thought you prophesied. I thought you have a prophetic ministry. I do. And it's my job to tell you that you are the prophet of your own life. It is my job to tell you that it is your responsibility to hear from God. It is my job to tell you, stop calling other people. What is God telling me? You have an ear to hear. And it's time to learn how to follow the inner witness. Notice there's a beautiful verse out of Romans 8:16. I want you to write that down. Romans 8:16. For those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. To be a child of God means you are in relationship with him, so much so that he talks to you and he guides you in what you're supposed to do. I had a girl, a young girl that my wife and I know, she texted me today and she said, Brother Hector, I really need you to pray. And I texted back and said, pray for what? Pray for me. I don't mind praying for people, but I was like, wait a minute. What am I praying about? Well, I need God to hear me in these areas. I said, wait a minute. You have the same access to God that I do. I don't mind agreeing with you in prayer, but you're going to have to pray and talk to God yourself. You're responsible to pray for yourself. Oh, people love to come up to me and give me all their load. Here, pray for my cousin, pray for Julie, pray for Tommy, pray for Timmy. And listen, I love people and I will do it. Sure, if I can remember, I'll do my best to remember to pray. But listen, it's your responsibility to pray for your life and stand in that place of intercessor. We need revelation. And the one thing we need revelation on is God talks to you directly. Now, there are some people, here's what I add to this. There are some people that don't know that. So I love to announce God loves to lead you personally and directly, and you need to know that in this season. And then there are other people that they just go with what they hear and they never check back in. You know what I'm saying? So what I tell people is one way to be led by God that's so easy, practical, and great is hear from God for yourself. And whenever you're not sure, that's why you have pastors and spiritual leaders. Bring it to them and help. They will help you discern it. Does that make sense? So we're going to need to learn how to grow on how to be led by God individually by ourselves. So that God is looking to mature his children in hearing his voice. I was so blessed when my daughter said to me, Dad, I think she used to work in the office in the administration of, anybody ever been to Seabreeze Amusement Park? You know, we have an amusement park in Rochester, if you didn't know that. And I used to go there since I was a kid, and my daughter got a job there. I always wanted them to have a, you know, we live a few blocks from there, and it's nostalgic for me. I used to go there as a kid. My daughter got a job at the office, and with the Inner Circle, it was kind of cool. We get all our free tickets, right, through her. And then she said to me, Dad, I think I got to let this job go. And I said, no, you're not. And then she said, but Dad, I had a dream. And she began to tell me this dream. And she said, and if I'm understanding this dream correctly, I feel like God is telling me it's time to let some things go because there's greater things coming that are more strategic in my life this season. And I listened to her and I prayed about it and I came back to her. I was like, you know what? I think you're right. Don't worry about me. I'll get my ticket some other way. I'll get over my hurt. But I think you're right. And she did. They called her up. She turned the job down. She went with this other job that ended up giving her the money she needed for college. And I was like, look at that blessing that she would have lost. Oh, and get this, for 100 years that park was open, they were closed. This was the year she turned it down, and they ended up not opening at all because of COVID. I mean, and I just watched that going, she was led by God herself. As a father, that's what I want. I want her to connect with the voice of God. And that's what God wants for each and every one of us. He's saying to you, I want you to know me. I want you to be led by me. That's the beauty of being having that relationship with God, that when you're hearing from him and he's guiding you and directing you, now God can bring you prophetic words that help you hear what you're already hearing. That's how it's supposed to work. As opposed to the phone calls I get. Brother Hector, I have a decision to make. Let me know if God, what God is saying. No, it doesn't work that way. You talk to him and let him tell you. And if he gives me a word, I'll give it to you, but I'm sure it'll confirm what you're hearing. Amen? Praise the Lord. And one morning I woke up and this was like in the spirit realm in front of me, flashing. I said, God, what is that? He says, that's what my children look like when they're living in the spirit. Show that next slide. That's the picture he showed in front of me. He said, I want my children living from the inside out, learning how to hear from me from within. And from within, there's rivers of living water. There's that flow from the Holy Spirit coming from the inside out. And you know what that lava does? It creates. It creates. That's how islands are created. It creates. God says, I want to flow through my children, but he can't flow if you don't learn how to be sensitive and let him speak into your life. So one of the stones you're going to need to know this season is the voice of God. Make it your prayer. Make it your first goal to say, God, show me, teach me, Holy Spirit, how to hear your voice, how to be led by you. Because those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And here's the good thing. It'll save your life. We have to learn how to hear and flow and not fight. So when he says, don't drive down that street and you obey, you find out he saved you from something. We're going to have to get there, body. We're going to have to get there, church, because that is what he's looking for, and that is stone number one. I want you to go to stone number two. You ready for stone number two? We're going to need divine wisdom. What's the difference between revelation and wisdom? Well, revelation reveals, it's God giving you and telling you something you did not know. Wisdom is how to use what God showed you. They go together. Some people hear from God and it's great, but they say it at the wrong times and the wrong way. They lack wisdom. And God not only wants to speak to you, but he wants to tell you how to use what he gave you in the way that's going to bring maximum benefit. My mother used to tell me growing up, and I'm blessed to have such a wise mother. And she said, honey, you know, wisdom, a lot of people think wisdom is the person that speaks eloquent. That's not wisdom. Wisdom is the person who knows when to speak and when to shut up. And in this season, one of the stones that we're going to have to learn is when to shut up. Social media. We're going to need to know when to hold our peace and let God fight for us. We're going to need to know what God revealed to us and what to do with that. And one of the things that he's been speaking to me about is my children will take my revelation and do the wrong things with it. We're not supposed to do that. Every time we use God's revelation incorrectly, it's like we're betraying his confidence. We need wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for revealing that to me. Now, what should I do with this? What should I do that's going to be a blessing to my life and to others? How do I carry this? What should I do? Sometimes God will have you share it with leadership. Sometimes God will have you just pray for it and just be an intercessor and pray. What should I do? God, I need wisdom. The beauty of it, the Word of God says that if you lack wisdom, ask of me. God will shower it upon you. He's looking for those who want wisdom. Wisdom will always give you how to do it God's way. You could do it the right way, the wrong way, or God's way. God's way will always, it's done correctly at the right moment, at the right time. Let's go to the next slide. There's a difference between getting data, getting information. There's the difference in knowledge. Wisdom is at the top. Wisdom incorporates all of that and puts it and activates it and uses it in a way that is the best. Oh, we're going to need wisdom. Don't just ask God for revelation. Ask God, Lord, thank you for that. And now, how do I use this? Jesus is the picture of the wisdom of God. And you know, there were times that they tried to get Jesus to argue. He wouldn't do it. You know what that was? Wisdom. There were times they tried to get Jesus to tell them, who are you? And he wouldn't do that. Because he knew there's something connected with the wisdom of God and what to do in every moment. There's a sensitivity that's going to come in the spirit for those that are seeking God this way, that we're going to learn how to move. And you know what? When we move in wisdom, we shut the enemy up. What the enemy tries to do, he tries to press your buttons. He tries to get you in an argument. He tries to embarrass you. He tries to steal your testimony. He tries to set things up all around you to get you to panic. But the wisdom of God says, no, 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 don't open your mouth. Don't react. Don't give them what they're looking for. Respond in love. That's a stone. When you do that, when you're moving God's wisdom, you are hitting your enemy with the stone of the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God will always confound your enemy. Always. So let's go to the next slide. Church, I'm prophesying this. Next exit. Wisdom. Go back. Wisdom. I declare that because we've gotten a lot of revelation. We've gotten a lot of people that are good at hearing from God, good at prophesying, good at releasing those things. And then sometimes we hear that and what we see is a lot of chaos. No, we need to learn the wisdom of God. I want to share this quickly. Put this in here real quick. Go to the next one. I had an encounter with God recently where I was about 3 a.m, I wake up, and all of a sudden I turn over and I try to fall back asleep. But instead of going back to sleep, I all of a sudden it's like my, this usually happens to me when God speaks to me at that time in the morning. It's like my roof is gone. I don't see, there's nothing. It's like one moment I'm in my bedroom. It's hard to explain. One moment I'm in my bedroom, the next moment I'm not. It's like all of a sudden the roof is gone, but this cloud is starting to come down. It's filling the space that I'm standing in. And this, as this cloud is coming down, I'm looking closely, and there's a stairway in that cloud. And it's coming down high, down, 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 and I could see it. And I'm thinking, there's a stairway there. And as I'm looking closer, I realize it's an ancient stairway. So now I'm standing in front of that stairway, and I'm looking to see where it leads. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody behind me. I don't know who it was. I couldn't see a person, but somebody foolishly said, I don't want to go up that aborted staircase. I'm thinking, who said that? And when as I'm trying to figure that out, all of a sudden, when they said that, this enormous 10-foot being comes down the staircase, puts like a velvet rope across the bottom, and goes back up. And I knew the staircase was closed. And all of a sudden, I was praying. I was like, Holy Spirit, what is this? And he said, that staircase is when my children seek me and they wait on me for the full counsel of God. And that voice you heard behind you, he said, is this generation that just wants a word quickly, and they don't want to learn how to wait to hear what I show them and what I say to them. We live in a microwave generation. And we think that God's ways have changed. And I'm telling you, revelation is good, but revelation without wisdom is like cereal without milk. They go together. And the Lord is saying, we live in a time where we got to go back to God's ways and learn how to, when we have a decision to make, wait on God. Lord, I need to know what to do. This is a decision that affects my life, affects my family. I'm not going to call Brother Hector. God bless him. I'm going to wait on you to see what you have to say. And there's a way that God has not changed. And when we wait on the Lord, he steps down and visits us there. Now, I have to tell you this. I don't know if I shared this before or not, but a church called me and said, Brother Hector, we want you to be our pastor. I was like, pastor, me? Huh. Not a pastor, but my brain got involved, and I thought, well, you know, I do a lot of conferences, a lot of events. They have a great facility, and I'm starting to make plans. I'm like, hey, maybe I'll get an associate pastor to handle the people. Can I say that? I thought that, I'll be honest. And I'll just, you know, I'll put together the events, and we'll, because that's my heart. I love equipping. So I'm making all these plans, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking, I haven't checked with the Lord. Rather than tell them yes, how about you check with God first? So I told my wife, I'm unavailable. I have to seek God. So for a week, I went down to the basement, which is where I pray. And I started on a Monday. I kid you not. I went down there. Ronda rabashikarawasika. Lord, I need to know what to do. In about 4 hours, what seemed like 4 hours, I looked, 10 minutes. Lord, I need to know what to do. I don't know what to do. 5 more hours. It was only 30 minutes total. And my brain is like, how long is this going to take? Do you know I had to fight my brain all the way, every step of the way? My brain was like, you know that office? You look good in that office. You know your conference, it'll fit the right. I had it all figured out. And I'm in prophetic ministry. I had to get in there and start telling my mind, shut up. Hey, how much long is it going to take? Be quiet. I had to warfare and battle to get into the place where finally now I'm sensing the presence of God and I'm in a time of deep prayer and deep intercession. I think it was about the third day that God, I heard an audible voice. And he said, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And he didn't tell me yes or no, but I knew I had my answer. The next day, when they called me to talk to me about that situation again, something rose up in me. I knew the answer was no. Go figure. I already picked the color of the drapes in the office. Go figure. My brain told me it was fine. But you know what? When we go up the stairway to the full counsel of God, when we learn how to wait on God, when we learn how to push the plate to the side and fast a little bit, when we learn how to wait on the Lord and maybe tuck the kids in and stay up till 2, 3 in the morning, God has a way of stepping in and saying, now I want to answer you. And what I saw, I'm not going to go into the next part of that vision because he hasn't given me a release to do it. But I will say, paraphrasing, all of a sudden, so I saw that being closed, that stairway, but the next part of the vision, now I'm on this platform it was like a crystal platform in the clouds on a higher realm. And I'm telling you, from there, I could see down and everything down there made sense. Everything. And I was up there looking down and I heard a leader in the world, I'm not going to say who, looking down. And the Lord walked onto that platform and began to explain some things down there. And from up there, it made perfect sense. Do you know the Word of God says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Why do you think we need the wisdom of God? Because things happen down here that makes no sense to us. But when we wait on God, he says, you don't understand down there, but I know what I'm doing. That's why we need to learn how to wait and get back to the ancient way of waiting on God and letting him direct us from on high. Oh, it's a stone for you this season, because the devil's going to say, you don't have to wait on God. Just go ahead and talk to your Facebook friends. They'll tell you what to do. No, we got to shift. We have to learn. We need revelation. We need wisdom. Let's go to the third stone, because I don't have a lot of time tonight. Pastor Marty was like, go to 8:15 if you want. No, you know what? Go to 8:30. I said, Pastor Marty, stop. Because I will go to 10 if you want me to. But I won't. I won't. Number three. Stone number three. You ready for this one? We need wisdom. We need revelation. You must learn to see God in everything. Oh, let me say to you, you must learn in 2021 how to see God in everything. Because witchcraft media is telling you this and that and the other. The sky is falling. And they will just prophesy to you all day long. And then our friends and our family, God bless them, they're listening and eating that stuff all day long. And you're trying to be led by God. And you're trying to hear from God. And they're coming to you and saying, what did he say to you? Well, don't you know, they're saying this and they're saying that. I mean, just when we get used to this one strain, now they're telling us there's three more strains coming this way. And you know what? It's more fear and then more fear on top. I'm not telling you to not be informed. I'm just telling you, be careful what you take in. You have to see God beyond all that. We have to see the hand of God in our lives. Use wisdom, be informed, but you have to know the word of God and you got to see God in all of that. I heard the Lord saying on stone number three, I'm calling my children back to myself to re-encounter me in a new place. I want to show you who I am to you, who I am for you. You know my love, but now you must see my fierce love for you. I chasten those that I love and I'm bringing order out of your chaos. It's a word the Lord gave me. This morning, this very morning, at about 3 a.m, I woke up from a dream, a very vivid dream. And I know it was a word for the body of Christ. And I'm talking with this church leader, and he was accusing God to me. He was saying, Hector, we have this prophetic word. Look at this. And he told me what the prophetic word in the dream was. And the prophetic word was, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. No matter what you go through, I'm going to restore you and redeem you. And I said, well, that's a great word. And in the dream, he said, yeah, but look at my baby. And he pulls out this little baby with a full head of hair, no eyes, scab for eyes. And he said, that was a fine word, but look at what I have now. What am I supposed to do with this? And I said, you're supposed to go back to what God says. You're supposed to go back to know that he's faithful. You have to see God in this. God is going to cause your faith to grow in the midst of this. And then in the dream, I took that word and somehow I sewed it in gold on this big material, like one of those banners. And I hung it in his church. And I said, I did you the favor. And I told this to you, I did you the favor of writing that prophetic word out. And I hung it in the front of your church. Get all of your intercessors to pray that. Get all your leaders to believe that. We have to learn how to believe God. We have to learn how to see God, because God wants his children to trust him. That's what Leviathan news does. It wants to shake you. That's what Jezebel news does. It wants to get your confidence off of God and onto what you're seeing. Stone number three, learn how to trust God. These are simple, basic. We need revelation. We need wisdom. We need trust. We need to go back to trust him. I shared it with you last year. I think I remember I did. That in the midst of the quarantine, my wife was like, honey, they're out of wipes. And I said, well, what are we going to do? She said, Father, we need wipes. Somebody left us three rolls of the Lysol wipes. I said, I should have gone to the ATM to get cash. Father, I forgot to get cash. Should I go to the ATM? Look, somebody left me about $700 cash in my mailbox. Then we started pushing it. You know, we're like, Lord, we need a bed for our daughter's room. We've been telling her we were going to get her a brand new bed for the longest, and now everything's shutting down. We forgot to get her a bed, and she needs a new bed. Our neighbor came to us. I'm moving. I have a brand new bed I haven't even used. Would you like it? We'll take it. We set it up. Beautiful. Brand new bed. Brand new box spring. Brand new mattress. Brand new everything. We're like, Lord, you're so good. We went back to the door like, yes. I forgot to tell you. That bed comes with another bed. They'll be delivering it on this date. Two brand new beds from the store. Do you think we can trust God? No matter what we're going through? We've got to get back to seeing God in everything. Yes, the world, there are challenges in the world. There's a sickness out there. There are people going through things. I'm not minimizing any of that. But there's a God who put me onto the earth today, who put a call on my life, who knew I was going to go through challenges, who wants to demonstrate his goodness for me, who wants to get me to the place he promised that he would take me. And I've learned, Lord, I can trust you. Even through the challenges, I can trust you. Stone number three, when that Goliath comes to your door and says, you're going to run out of money. You're going to get sick. Your kids are going to get sick. It's time for us to get that stone in that slingshot and throw. I trust God. Let me prophesy it again. I trust him. Can we say amen to that? Stone number three, learn to trust and see God in everything. Even Job, when Job went through all kinds of hell, Job said, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes see you. There's something about going through something. Not that God wants to torture you. He wants you to know he's faithful to you in the good and the challenge. There's something about coming out of there that we see God clearly. He never left me. He was there for me. He strengthened me. We have a good God. I have two more stones. You ready for this? I'm going to fly as quick as I can. Stone number four. Don't be scared by this. This is what God said to me. You must know how to war. And when I mean war, I don't mean you need to learn how to get it. Not for you to get in there and jack people up. That's not what I'm talking about. We love people. We don't jack people up. What he's saying is you need to learn how to get yourself out of the way so he can fight for you. One thing is for people to fight with you. Oh, they'll beat you down. But another thing is for your enemies to rise up against you and for you to say, I don't get into this. I give this to God. And let God handle it because God is one who knows how to win every fight. And the Lord gave me a revelation of who he is out of the word of God when he revealed himself to Moses as Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi is the word that represents the Lord, my banner. And you know what? I always thought, how cute, a banner. God's a banner. And the Lord spoke to me one day and said, Hector, I'm not a fabric flowing in a gentle wind. The Jehovah Nissi is a war term. It's him saying, I am the God that comes against your enemies. So when your enemies see you coming to battle, but then they see the Lord behind you as a God, a man of war, that's Jehovah Nissi. And that's where your enemies turn and run because they know it's a battle they're going to lose. He revealed himself to Moses that way when he said, I am Jehovah Nissi. Let's go to the next one because Israel was fighting. They were fighting the Amalekites. And every time Moses' arms kind of fell down, the Amalekites would win. When he would raise them up, Israel would win. So therefore, they held his arms up and Israel prevailed. And at the end, Moses built an altar and says, this is for Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner, the man of war, the one who went after. And do you know, after he built the altar, it said God declared war on those on the Amalekites for the rest of their generations. When you get yourself out of the way and you trust God, God will eventually go after the enemies of your call to devour them completely. And the thing that was a challenge for you will be a challenge no more as you give it over to God. Does that make sense? So Jehovah Nissi is the man of war, and we need to know, stone number four, not only do I need revelation, do I need wisdom, do I need to learn how to trust God beyond everything? When it comes to challenges and all that, as soon as I realize this is beyond me, I need to say, God, I give it to you. You are my Jehovah Nissi. You take that war on. I'm just going to trust. And there's something about you getting out of the way where God gets involved. And there was a couple. It was this wife was going under through some domestic violence. Her husband was beating her. And a family member said, could you pray? She's going through this. Nobody knows. And we prayed. And this man called the minister, the wife's pastor one day, desperate. I need you to come to my house. I need you to pray for me now. And the pastor said, sure. What's going on? He said, God showed up in a dream and told me that if I laid my hands on my wife one more time, he would kill me. And I would end up in hell. I mean, how severe. But this was a woman who was a woman of the word and a woman who was going through this situation and that he would end up in hell. So this man repented, and all the days of their life, the granddaughter was saying that all the days of their life from then on, they walked hand in hand everywhere, treated her like a queen. One thing is for you to get out of the way and let God deal with your situation. I want to leave you with the final one, and this one is probably one of the most mind shifts that we need to make in 2021 and beyond. Let's go to stone number 5 before we conclude tonight. You have to be proficient at winning. Did you hear me? You have to get comfortable with winning. You know what that means? Get rid of your excuse. Get rid of why you can't. Stop saying it's those people that oppose me. Well, you gave your enemies to God anyway. You're trusting God anyway. You're getting revelation and wisdom. You know what comes as a result of that? God begins to put you in a place where you could expand and grow. And everything you expand and grow, you're winning for the kingdom of heaven. It's time for us to learn how to win. But Hector, there's a virus in the world today. I know that. And it's time for us to win. Never has the conditions been better for you to go fishing. It's time to go fishing. It's time to win souls. It's time to get out there and expand the kingdom of heaven because God's taking care of your enemies. He's affirming you. He's walking with you. His presence is on you. And he's saying, now the assignment that I've put on your life, it's time to multiply. It's time to grow. Oh, how I rejoice. I was talking to a lady who for years, I knew her, and I kid you not, if she sat on row 13, maybe it was 13 or 17, I'm not sure. But I'm always a front row person. City Church, if I was a member here, y'all watch out. We'd be fighting. I'd want one of these seats. I'm a front row guy. That's me. I've always been a front row guy. All I know is every time I look back, she'd be way back there somewhere for years. And I found out recently that this woman of God just one day decided to. She just out of the blue decided to. What did she decide to do? She decided to grab and gather some sisters for prayer. And what started with 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 now started with about 20 and 25. And they're a powerful prayer group. And when I tell you they go through downtown Rochester praying and blessing and in the midst of all the riots that took place that summer, they were walking through the middle of it. Brother Hector, pray for us. We're going to be marching right through there praying for people and blessing them. It's like, what? Sister Row 17 decided to activate something and decided to get in there and trust God and start moving. And you know what she did? She was winning for the kingdom of heaven. We needed Sister Row 17, which I'm kidding. I believe now she's Row 2. We needed her to take that spot. Like we need you to take your spot. So it's time for you to start winning. What are you doing? What has God called you to do? What are you doing with what God has given you? I don't want to hear those stories anymore. Yeah, once upon a time, 8 years ago, I got a prophetic word that this would happen. Well, what happened since? Well, nothing. We don't have the luxury of that anymore. We have to be active. We have to expand his kingdom. One day we will give an account to God. What did you do with the call I put on your life? Did you do something with it? Or did you put it in a trophy case and just stare at it? There's a scripture about the person with the talents. It says, remember, there was one that took talents and multiplied. And there was one saying, I was so scared, I hid my talent. And some of us might read that story and think, well, he was smart. At least he saved his talent. He was rebuked. He said, foolish servant, you could have taken it and at least put it in the bank and multiply by interest. But you didn't even do that. You were so afraid. You did nothing with what I gave you. God is expecting you to multiply. So those of you with a call to children, you should be anywhere, everywhere going, where can I help and be a blessing to children? Those of you called to teach should be, pastor, what can I do to learn how to teach and use this teaching gift? The pastors won't always knock on your doors or call you to do things. You must be about God's business and, God, where do I go to develop this, to use this, to multiply, to win? When I found out God put leadership in me, they asked me to start a home fellowship. And I felt like I wanted to do so much more, but they said we could really use you being a home fellowship leader. And I said, well, God, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. And we had home fellowship. We had cell group. And a mom came with some kids. One of the kids broke one of the lamps. And then there was two people that after cell group, it was like 10:45. It was a work night, and they could never leave home. And things like that started happening, and I'm thinking, God, this is starting to wear on me. But we hung in there for years, giving the word, praying, ministering, prophesying, ministering to people, feeding people. And you know, I a part of me thought, does this matter? I had a dream one night, and in this dream, I was walking into a coffee shop, and I saw a couple from, what's that Christian channel on TV, TBN? In the dream, I saw a couple from TBN, and I was like, oh, wow, that's couple so-and-so. They're a couple from TBN. And I was so starstruck when I saw them. But in the dream, they turned around, and they saw me. They went, and he went to his wife, honey, that's Hector Santos. He feeds God's sheep. I started realizing I'm winning for God. They broke my lamp, but I'm winning for God. They don't know how to leave at 10:45, but I'm winning for God. I'm learning how to love. I'm growing, and everything I'm doing is going to have eternal rewards. Woo! We love rewards, don't we? We love our boss to say, you've been faithful. Here's a bonus check. You've been a good shopper. Here's a coupon. Women, right? Here's a discount. Well, we love those rewards. How about an eternal reward? You've been faithful. There are eternal rewards. What God's called you to do, do it. We need revelation. We need wisdom. We need to trust God and see God in everything. We need to learn how to Jehovah Nisi and learn how to war and rest while God takes care of our enemies. And we must learn how to win. I believe these are the five stones that God revealed me for 2021. And he said, learn how to gather these stones. Learn how to put them in your slingshot and get ready. Get ready, because you know what? That Goliath is going to ring the doorbell. He's going to come and try to challenge you. Even after you've heard from God, he's going to say, ah, you think you're going to do something for God? Shut up. Boom. We need to learn how to be on the offense for once. And move things forward. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for these five strategies. Lord, I thank you for people that have ears to hear and eyes to see tonight and a heart to understand. Father, help us understand that this is a word, a prophetic, strategic word from your throne for us so that we could be advanced and be positioned ready to go in this season like never before. Lord, wherever there has been just a weariness and a tiredness, Father, in a wrong perspective, meet with us tonight, Lord. Minister to our hearts and help us give those things over to you and receive the fresh oil from heaven tonight. Because, Lord, I know that you want us to win. You want us to see you above all things. And we thank you because you are a powerful, mighty God, and there's nothing impossible for you. Can we say amen to that? Let's give God a hand. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We glorify your holy name. You're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We're going to look different in this season. We're going to look like people that know God, not people that have heard somebody tell us about the God that they somehow knew. It's time for us to know who God is. Bless the Lord. Who's this young man here in the orange right there? What's your name, brother? Yeah. Curtis, may I minister a word to you? Would you mind standing up for me, Curtis? For the Lord would say to you, discouragement has knocked at your door so much. The enemy has whispered in your ear and said to you, so many promises that you've believed God for have not happened in your time frame. And he's tried to get you discouraged and just try to get you to hang things up. And there's just been this spirit that has just tried to steal your praise and steal all the things that God has done for you. And I sense like God is exposing the enemy where he's spoken into your life. And he's saying that has been a lie, an assignment against you. For God says to you, son, I have been in fact working on your behalf. I feel like he's even saved you and spared you and brought you to the place where you're alive today because of him, because of his hand on your life. And the Lord says to you, there's some exciting things up ahead for you, but God is bringing you through a season, a tight season, where there's some things that have been on you that he's taking off of you, says the Spirit of the Lord. So today the Lord says that will not go with you. It will not travel with you. But the Lord says, I want you to know my goodness. Does that make sense, brother? He wants you to know his goodness. He wants you to know that you know that you know that you know that you know that he is pro Curtis. And he's got such a heart for you and a great plan that no demon in hell can even thwart it. But he wants you to see him. He wants you to trust him. Because he wants to be a father to you in this season of your life. He wants to father you. I feel like there's going to be some strong words you got to hear, brother. There's going to be some strong love coming your way. But let the men of God love on you. Let the men of God speak in your ear and give you counsel for your life. Because God's going to straighten some things for you and bring you to a place of prosperity. Can we say amen to that? Whew. There's a fire on that right there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister over here, what's your name? Would you stand up? Yes. Cheryl, so I began to see all around you all these, like these vials, and there were tears in all of them. And I heard the Lord saying that you've been a faithful intercessor. You've carried so many people through your prayers. You've prayed for so many people. You've wept for others. You've wept for family members. You've wept for friends, that you've wept in the presence of God. And again, God just wanted you to know that in his treasury is that place where he holds all of those tears. And he says, that is ever before me, speaking to me. The Lord says, I have not forgotten those tears, but God says, I'm responding to them. So know that even after you've given that to God, God says, I have not forgotten. They've not gone away. They've not vanished. Just like when a tear falls and then it dries up, we think it's over. It's not over, but they're still speaking before the throne of God. So he says to you, I'm calling you deeper into prayer, says the Lord. I sense like there's a prayer ministry about to erupt in your life. I sense that God's saying, now I'm launching you into the deep, for there are going to be those that are going to come and need and be in need of desperate prayer. And who could they go to except you, says the Spirit of God. So prepare yourself. Get your hands ready, says the Lord, for there's going to be a spirit of prayer that is going to overtake you to intercede for people and pray them through. Keyword, pray them through what they're going. So I declare that over you in Jesus' mighty name. Can we say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother, I don't know why. Whoo, yes, stand up, brother. You greeted me at the back. I think that was you. Yeah, with the plaid shirt on. I'm bad at describing people, so please stand up when I point at you. I'm like, oh, the guy with the green. No, it's blue. Blue. What's your name, brother? Ron, I just see you like a fireman. I just see you turning off fires. And I feel like God is going to really use you to help people in crisis. You're going to have that right word to shut off a crisis, to shut off a situation. And God says that you have there's a well of wisdom that's on the inside of you. And don't discount what you share. And don't, well, let me just say, I don't know if this means anything. Yes, it means a lot. God says, speak what I give you, for you're prophesying more than you realize. And I feel like God is going to put you in the right place at the right time with the right word to quench fires and to help people know you don't have to go through crisis. Here's what God is saying. So the Lord is just going to really release that in you. And I see you carrying, like on this chain around your neck, the heart of the Father. You're going to carry Father's heart for people, even for strangers, and really have a heart for them and a way to connect with them. Does that make sense for you? So God is going to release you. Is this your wife here? Would you stand up? Oh, Is your family here? Where's your wife? Oh, hold up. Hold up. No, I'm not prophesying that. All right. So those are important things to God. They're important to you. They're important to God. All right. I'm just going to say that. So let me just say that God has given you such a heavy father's heart, brother, and you're going to learn how to trust it. You're going to learn how to trust the heart of the Father that's operating and flowing through you in Jesus' mighty name. So are these all just friends hanging out with you? I bless you in Jesus' name. Get ready, because I do believe that. I believe that that's prophetic, that there's a magnetic anointing, because God is going to really bring people around you that you're going to bless and connect with. We say it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Nobody go up to him and tell him I told him to marry somebody, okay? I didn't say that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who's this brother back here? You stood up earlier. Back here. Yep, you. Stand up. What's your name, brother? Jeff. A man that springs to action. A man that, you know, there's a spontaneity to you. There's a quickness to you. And God's going to temper that some. But you know what? God's going to use that as well. You're going to learn how to jump in and find those moments of opportunity. And God says, I've called you to grab the bull by the horns. I've called you to grab those opportunities. I feel like there's some special moments that are going to come to you where you're going to have an opportunity to present Jesus in a quick way to strategic people. And the Lord says, I'm going to open up those windows all around you. You're going to be in and out presenting and sharing what God puts on your heart. So get ready. It's going to happen all around you. I feel like that's just something that's being activated in your life. It's who God has called you to be, but I feel like you're going to walk in that in a greater measure in the days to come. And you are certainly somebody who has a testimony. I see that. You have a testimony. God has brought you through some dark situations, through some dark places, and the Lord says, don't be afraid to even share that as well, because he's going to use that to draw others to know who God is. Does that make sense to you? Bless you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like doing these call-outs, I need to find my wife. Where'd she go? She's here. Oh, there she is. Hi, honey. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? I praise the Lord. I got my new contacts on, but even with that, they're kind of still challenging me here a little bit. Well, he is good. Bless the Lord. City Church, it's always good to be here. It's always fun. It's always easy to flow. I thank you all for being people of the word. There's some places where we're called and invited to go minister, and it's just like, it's tough to release that, but here it's just like an easy flow. Sister in the orange sweater, would you stand up? Yes, with glasses? No, back there. You're wearing the red or orange sweater? I told you, I'm not good. Lift your hands up. For the Lord says, I'm putting a song in you that you are going to sing about the goodness of God. The Lord says his goodness has been your testimony. I see that there have been storms that have come around you, but the wind of God has blown them far away. God says, even in moments where you've had to stand alone, God says, I've been there with you by your side. And even now, the Lord says, he's developing in you a ministry and a calling to help people that are brokenhearted, people that have gone through some difficulty, people that have gone through others leaving them. God says, I'm causing you to step into that place and release the medicine from heaven. You've known the healing of God, and you're going to release the healing of God. And the angel of the Lord that's been assigned to you, let me tell you about this person that I see behind you. I just see this sword that's behind you just slashing and cutting, and whatever tries to come your way to steal your joy, it's like a slash. And you're standing in victory. So God is really causing you to help others and bring them up into a place of victory, says the Spirit of God. But I don't know, I keep seeing a picture of you in front of water. You're just in front of water, and you're looking at this body of water, and you're singing a song to the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to bring you into a place of knowing my presence in stillness and in quietness. And in stillness, and I'm going to speak a word to you, and you're going to know the voice of the Lord, says the Spirit of the living God. For he's called you to great things. He's called you to teach the word and to be one to impart encouragement to women and those who need it. We declare it in Jesus' mighty name. It is your hour. Whoo! I see fireworks going off over you. In Jesus' name, we declare it. Hallelujah. Who's this young man standing right there? Yeah, would you stand up? Yes, you. You just look back. So I saw the Lord lasso you and just haul you in. Just this lasso. I just saw this rope go out and grab you and pull you in. And the Lord says, I'm drawing you close to me. I'm drawing you where it's going to be face to face. And you've wondered at times, God, are you really speaking to me? God says, watch and see. I'm going to draw you close. I'm going to demonstrate that I've been active in your life and I'm speaking to you and I'm giving you a word. And sometimes we want God to tell us something publicly. Well, there you go. He just said it publicly. He says, I'm drawing you close to me so that you can know who I am for you. And the Lord says, I'm going to heal up the broken places in you and I'm going to cause the sting to be removed out of your heart. And when you look back to things that you've had to walk through that have been painful, it's going to be like you're going to give God glory because the things that irked you and hurt you are not going to be there anymore. You'll remember it, but it won't have that sting anymore. So Father God says to you, just trust me. I'm drawing you close to me, says the Spirit of the Lord. So he loves you intensely. He brought you here tonight. He wants you to know that Father is calling you as a son and he's drawing you close. So pay attention. Have your radars up and pay attention because the Lord is certainly manifesting himself around you in Jesus' mighty name. Can we say amen? Praise the Lord. Let's take the five stones. What are we going to do with them? We're going to throw them. We're going to hit that giant right in the head. And we're going to succeed and prosper.
Hey, come on. Can you put your hands together for Jesus tonight? Before you leave, I want you to come down here. I want you to look in the camera. Hey, we got an audience that is watching from really all over. I want you to just speak to them just before you.
So audience, those five stones were for you. You must understand this is a season of knowing God. Not just knowing God religiously or through tradition, but knowing him personally, individually. And the Lord says to you out there tonight, those of you watching, he says, I want you to know me. And watch and see how as you draw close to me, I will respond and draw close to you. And the relationship you thought was afar and distant, you'll realize I'm up and close. Not coming down from heaven upon you, but within you, coming forward and coming out. So God says to you, draw close because I'm drawing you close. And I have answers and solutions of peace for you in this season, says the Spirit of God.
Praise God. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord again. What a beautiful night. Brother Hector, thank you so much. What a powerful word tonight. You know, I so appreciate that because sometimes we think, if I can just get up and rub next to him, if he'll answer my call, if I can talk to him, if he'll pray for me. But he took all of that tonight and he pointed you towards the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We can access God. We can talk to him ourselves. He will hear you. And he will answer you. And the Bible says he will show you great and mighty things you know not of. Come on. How many of you just want that tonight? Father, tonight, as we're in your house together, we are trusting you and hearing your heart. Your word has been deposited deep in us tonight. God, from the moment that we walked in, you begin to stir in every one of us individually, and I so thank you for that. God, I pray over everyone in here tonight that they will leave here knowing that they have access to you. I pray strength. I pray peace. Lord, for those that are watching at home tonight, Lord, for those who are struggling, for those who are just going through a season in their life that they can't comprehend or understand. Lord, let them know how much you care and love them tonight. I pray peace over you tonight. I pray life over you tonight. I pray hope over everyone tonight to declare it into your life tonight. I pray for those who are sick in their body tonight. Those who are struggling in whatever area. I think of Lou Pacenti tonight in the hospital. I pray and declare healing over his life tonight in the name of Jesus. And others who are sick and suffering, those who are dealing with cancer and diabetes and all these things, God, let them know you are the God that heals. Lord, we thank you for it. Now I pray blessing over your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, and everybody said a big amen. Come on, put your hands together big time for the Lord once more.